How are you, ladies and gentlemen?
Good.
Good? Doing good? Good to see you this morning. I'm glad you're all here. And there's Caleb. Come on, Caleb. Come sit down here with us. Thank you. Well, it's back to school time, huh?
Yep.
Back to school, new grade, maybe some new friends, people you haven't seen before. Everybody goes back to school, back to work. Summer's about over. In our daily lives, we meet a lot of people, whether we're in school or at work, people we haven't met before, even here at church. This morning, we might meet people at church that we haven't met before, huh? And everybody's a little bit different. And some things that we need when we go back to school, you'd have to take your pencils and your pens and your ruler and things like that. And sometimes people need crayons. Right? Sometimes we need crayons. And we can learn a lot from a box of crayons. So this morning, I brought a few with me to show you some things that we can learn from crayons this morning about people that we meet. Crayons are a lot like people that we might meet. There are bright ones. There are dull ones. There are some that are dressed up really fancy. There's one that's almost new. It's very clean. There's some that aren't quite so new and their clothes are falling apart or worn out. There's some that are short. There's some that are tall. There are some, I've got one in here that's different because while it's the same here, it's broken. Some are just not like the rest of us, are they? There's one in here that doesn't have anything on at all.
Maybe it's taking a bath.
It could be taking a bath. There's some that are all different colors. There's white, there's orange, there's yellow, there's brown. And that's pretty much the same with people. We're all different colors. We're all different shapes and sizes. Some we don't know their name. Maybe their name isn't Lauren or Trista or Kara or Caleb or Connor. Maybe they have different names than we do. But the Bible tells us that we must love each other. Love other people as much as we love ourselves. And there's a Bible story about how we treat people in the book of James. And the book of James tells us, now James, interestingly enough, was the brother of Jesus. And James wrote a whole book, it's five whole chapters. But in one of them, he talks about people that we meet. In the second chapter of James, he says, "My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim that you have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people more than others? If someone comes into your meeting or your school or your church or your work,
like a new school,
and they're dressed in fancy clothes, and another person comes in dressed in shabbier clothes, and if you give special attention and the best seat in the house to the one in the fancy clothes and tell the poorer person that they must stand or go sit on the floor, then you have showed discrimination to someone with the wrong motives, and therefore you are sinning. So listen to me. God has chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith. They are the ones who will inherit the kingdom of God. Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? It is indeed good when you truly obey the Lord's royal command that you love your neighbor as yourself."
So, I've heard that scripture.
You did?
I read it in my Bible.
Yeah, thank you. So it is important that we know, along with the colors of the crayons and the colors of the people, no matter what their name is, whether they're short or tall, broken or fixed, happy or sad, no matter what our station is in life, that we treat everyone the way God treats us. Because Jesus loves us all equally, and we should love everyone the same. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help each of us to love our neighbor as much as we love ourselves. And Lord, we know that we can love ourselves because you have first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.